is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: M4CE congratulates FDD PF Tonse Alliance on Chawama by-election victory. Government extends student loan support to Levi Mwanawasa Medical University. And in international news, Yoweri Museveni leading with 61.7% of valid votes counted so far. In sports news, Malawi coach reacted to AFCON draw with Zambia, Nigeria and Egypt. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Movement for Change and Equality, M4CE, has congratulated the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, and the Patriotic Front, PF Tonse Alliance, following their victory in the Chawama constituents by elections. M4CE President Kaluwa Musianda Siamuyamba has expressed delight with the election's outcome, which saw former Copperbelt Province Permanent Secretary Bright Nondwe elected as Member of Parliament for Chawama. Mr. Sianda Siamuyamba praised the role of grassroots mobilization in the campaigning, particularly commending Pastor Ruth for what he described as effective and discreet mobilization of women and youths in the constituents. The M4CE leader also acknowledged the collective efforts of the FDD PF Tonse Alliance campaign team for what he termed a convincing victory. According to the president, Mr. Nondwe's election reflects a broader public sentiment that the former Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, was unfairly treated when the Speaker of the National Assembly declared her seat vacant. Government, through the Ministry of Education and the Higher Education Loans and Scholarship Board, has for the first time extended student loan support to Levi Mwanawasa Medical University effectively from the 2026 academic year. The move marks a historic milestone in government's effort to expand equitable access to higher education, particularly in medicine and health science, which are regarded as critical to human capital development and the strengthening of the national health system. Minister of Education Douglas Shakalima says a total of 533 applications were received from first-year students admitted at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University or enrolled in science-based programs for the 2026 academic year. He says, following a thorough and transparent assessment against approved eligible criteria, 435 students were initially recommended for the student loan support, including a limited number of students with disabilities, in line with the policy of equality and inclusiveness.
The application of the selection criteria also took into account the unique circumstances of this being the inaugural intake at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University. By accommodating more eligible applicants and making provision for additional students within the available resources, government has ensured that more Zambians are afforded the opportunity to pursue tertiary education in the health sector. I am therefore pleased to confirm that a total of 452 first-year students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will benefit from the Health Be Student Loan Scheme for the 2026 academic year.
Meanwhile, Levi Mwanawasa Medical University Vice Chancellor Professor Sekelani Banda has expressed gratitude to the government for the initiative, saying it would significantly ease the financial burden on students and their families. Professor Banda noted that the university currently has a student population of about 8,500 and explained that the support would have a far-reaching impact over the next 5 years.
Levi Mwanawasa Medical University is a very large university, sir. As you are aware, we have 8,500 students. With this kind of support over 5 years, almost half of the student population at Levi, translating to 4,250, will be benefiting from your support. And this is a very big milestone in human capital development for health.
And the Higher Education Loans and Scholarship Board Deputy Director, Fred Ndambulula, has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting the government in the implementing of the Student Loan Support Program for the 2026 academic year.
Currently, HealthB is providing support to students in 9 public universities, that is the University of Zambia, the Kubabioti University, Mlungushi University, Chalimbano University, Kwame Nkrumah University, the Zambia University College of Technology, Mukuba University, Kapasamakasa University, and Palavana University. HealthB remains committed to working closely with the Ministry of Education, higher learning institutions, that's our universities, and all stakeholders to ensure the smooth implementation of the program.
Minister of Community Development and Social Science, Doreen Mwamba, has handed over 17 vehicles to 17 districts, strengthening service delivery and bringing development closer to communities. Ms. Mwamba says the vehicles are valued at 47 million and are meant to enhance mobility for district teams reaching remote areas and improving development projects. She says the handover signals government's commitment to community development, social protection and sustainable livelihood, aligning with President Hakainde Hichilema's vision. She has urged the district to use vehicles responsibly, benefiting poor and vulnerable communities. The Minister of Tourism has noted with concern over reports of frequent disturbance caused by baboons straying from the Mosotunya National Park into Light Township in Livingstone, where residents have experienced incidents of food theft from homes and kitchens. The ministry acknowledges the concerns raised and wishes to clarify that such incidents are largely linked to food conditioning and adjustment, a situation where wild animals become custodians to human food due to improper waste disposal and easy access to food. The ministry has urged residents to practice proper waste disposal by storing food waste and avoiding open dumping. The ministry says it will engage relevant stakeholders to promote the use of baboons-proof refuse bins, which significantly reduce access to food waste by wildlife and help deter animals from human settlements. The Zambia Postal Service Corporation has announced the launch of the 2026 Universal Postal Union UPU International Letter Writing Competition. Zampost Public Relations Officer Ruth Mwanza says this year Zampost is expanding the reach of the GO initiative by integrating into the local academic calendar across all 3 school terms to foster a deeper rooted culture of literacy and creativity. She says the competition commences today, January 16, 2026, and is open to young people nationwide between the age of 9 to 16. She has revealed that this year the competition runs under the theme "Write a Letter to a Friend About Why Human Connection Matters in a Digital World." Ms. Mwanza says the theme explores the importance of genuine human connection in an increasingly digital world shaped by technology. The competition also aims at creating postal awareness.